Come, Holy Spirit, and give them wisdom and guidance throughout the year to pivot when they need to pivot, to pray when they need to pray, and teach when they need to teach. God, we are excited for what you're up to. May these spaces be holy spaces where we have so much fun learning about you. In Jesus' name we all pray. Amen. Amen. You may all be seated. And our marriage ministry, would you come on up and share with us here today? You can pass it on to...
Good morning. Slides. Let's see. On behalf of the healthy marriage in our church, we're so glad to share God's love with you. Some of us are called to singleness. Some of us are called to married life. It's only for a time. You can see on the pictures up above, some of us were very privileged, and we went to Jasper Park Lodge for a weekend getaway. And we want to tell you more about this weekend getaway because Jasper Park Lodge was unscathed by the wilderness fire. And so we're able to go again on November 1st to the 3rd. So we would like you to experience how God has blessed us. How did God bless us, dear?
Okay. Hi. Yes, the theme of the weekend getaway was that we are oneness in the marriage. And there's one takeaway that I have from that getaway, and is that, you know, many times we run into conflicts. Conflicts is very usual in marriage, and it really is a challenge for our oneness. And yet, we know that conflict is also a way that we can grow in our self-awareness. So one thing that I've learned from their getaway class is that, you know, they remind us of this HALT, HALT. Do not engage yourself in a serious conversation when you have HALT, H-A-L-T. It stands for hungry, angry, and loneliness, and tired, HALT. So when I feel that I am hungry and mad, what I do, and I go to eat something, to find something that's very nice and enjoyable, rather than eat my spouse. And my spouse is not my muscle, nor my enemy. And also I found that, you know, the verse in Matthew 5, it talks about, we are to be peacemakers. As peacemakers, not in fighting and not in competing, we acknowledge that we are children of God. It's the Holy Spirit that's guiding us, leading us to give us constraints and also lead us how to resolve conflicts. So I really encourage you to join the weekend getaway so that it will make our life and our marriage more palatable.
All right, next slide, please. We went to the Minnehaha Waterfall to celebrate our 37th wedding anniversary. And it reminded us that God merges our individual lives together in marriage with all its magnificence and power. And at the weekend getaway, we have three very passionate pastor couples who showed us the way to grow from the turbulence of our individualness, our uniqueness, and our differences towards relational oneness, emotional oneness, physical oneness, and spiritual oneness. So if you want to go beyond, if you want to go and explore more about what God is doing in your marriage, please join us.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Richard and I have also attended the weekend getaway, and we've actually attended 2 years in a row, and it was the same curriculum, and we still learned something new each time. And we're continuing in our journey as a married couple through our marriage mentoring program as well that's being offered. We meet with our marriage mentor every month, and actually just talked about communication and how hunger and tiredness can often definitely affect the communication between us as couples. But if we can get to the next slide, I just wanted to share with you a separate event that we're also offering right now is through the marriage ministry. And this one is the Together for Good workshop. And we're hosting that right here in our church on October 18th and 19th. And so this is a really great opportunity for those who can't make it out to one of the weekend getaways. We're offering it right here on site. So you can have kind of that mini conference experience here with your spouse where we can focus on building stronger and healthy marriages that stay together for good. And it's a separate curriculum from the weekend getaway. So for those who have attended a weekend getaway in the past, this workshop is perfect for you as well. It will be an opportunity for you to just have that little tune-up for your marriage that we talked about, you know, through the weekend getaway. So this workshop's taking place Friday, October 18th from 7 to 9:30. And then again on Saturday, it'll continue on Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on the 19th. Cost is only $25 per couple, and that includes all materials as well as dessert on Friday night and breakfast and snacks on Saturday. And if you need childcare, it will also be provided on the Saturday morning for $5 per child.
Right, and we've arranged for Braden and Kristen Hafner. They're up there on the slide there. They're the Alberta Regional Director for Family Life. They're one of the main speakers that participate in the weekend getaway. So, they've agreed to come and help us out and run our workshop for us. And they're amazing speakers, they're an amazing couple, and they've really dedicated their lives in helping couples like us build healthy, strong Christian marriages. So, yeah, again, we encourage everyone to come out and join us for the weekend.
So just, wanted to make sure there's marriage supports available for anyone in any stage of, in any season of their marriage. You can scan the QR code above, and so for all married couples, we welcome you to attend either the Together for Good workshop or the weekend getaway, and just learn how incredibly good marriage can actually be, not just to you as husband and wife, but to all the children as well, to your kids, to your family, your friends, your church, and the greater community around you. So we hope to see you there.
All right. Thank you, team. Just two quick announcements. First one is Stories of Jesus. So that's where you get to hear the experiences of those who are serving out in the field. And this time, we have it scheduled for Friday, September 27th at 7:30 p.m. I hope to see you there because I'm going to be one of the people speaking. But the whole Cambodia mission team is going to be there. So if you're interested, please come out. It'd be great to see you all there. And I know that you've heard some of the Cambodia mission team share already, but this will be a bit more in depth. So please come out. So September 27th, 7:30 p.m. Also, we're announcing the Volunteer Appreciation Celebration. So this will be Saturday, October 5th at 5 p.m. So if any of you have served in our church in any capacity, mark it in your calendar. More information to come. Mark that in your calendar. Other than that, I will pray for our time of offering. Members of our church can tithe via cash, check, e-transfer, and I think you could do it by donating stocks, but I'm not a finance bro, but check with your accountant on that. Please join me in prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for your faithfulness and all that you give us, and God, we pray that as we give back an offering, that we give back with gladness and sincerity, Lord. We pray for good stewardship with our church, especially for the deficits in our church community. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, hey, we this past month in August, we've been talking about discernment. So today we're coming as a culmination of all those Sundays, all that preparation, to discern actionable steps that our congregation, the English congregation, can take from the vision that came out of the discernment times of the pastors and elders. We acknowledge that we are the hands and feet of Jesus. And that's you, not just me, but it's all of us, the church. And God desires to use each and every one. We ask Jesus to know specific actions today. Specific actions of what we can do to practically live out this vision as a community and as individuals. Today, we're going to recap our month. begin with some times of prayers and communion, and then break out to move around to each of these seven stations that you see around the room here today. These are questions for Jesus today. If you're visiting or it's your first time guest here, this is a unique Sunday for us. I want you to know about that. And you are more than welcome to join in all the prayers we are about to do. Then at breakout time, you can move around and read the questions. But maybe even better for you, it'd be a time to ask Jesus questions for yourself. What's something you want to ask Jesus today? He wants to talk with you. Also, children, you are here and you are invited to go around to the stations, and there's sticky notes, and you can draw what and ask Jesus the questions as well that are on the wall. So we invite you kids as well.
So with that, obviously, we've been going through the past month, and hopefully you've kind of been a part of that. At least you've come to a few of these four sermons that we really taught on what is discernment and how do we do it. Give us a bit of a recap on what is discernment, how do we do it. This is cutting in and out a lot, sorry. Just to give you guys an idea of what we'll be doing today. Yeah, this one's... Thank you. That's better. There we go. So the very first thing that we want to talk about, these are just four points that we talked about through this last month. And the first thing really is that the need for discernment begins with spiritual transformation. If we're going to hear God's voice, we need to know his presence. It's about proximity. How can we hear God's voice for the church if we're not being transformed by his spirit in our everyday lives? So that's really where I think discernment begins, is being transformed by God. The second part of discernment is it's not about decision making. So we're going to be praying and listening about the church and decisions we want to make. And I bet all of you have amazing decision-making skills, and you have all these amazing ideas, but that's not the point of discernment. Discernment is where we walk away from our own decision-making, and we invite Jesus in. We ask Jesus, what do you want, not what do we want? And the third thing here is simply we can hear from God. John 10 says, his sheep will know his voice. We can know the voice of Jesus. We can distinguish it. We can know it. His voice, it's confident, it's sweet, it's calm. It makes an impression in us. It doesn't just speak to our ego, but it makes an impression deep in us. This is the voice of God. And finally, the last point, just kind of to recap, what is discernment? If we are leaning on our own agenda, that's a huge barrier to discerning God's will. A big part of discernment and what we're going to be doing today is laying down our own agendas, laying down what we want, actually asking God to take our agendas and relinquishing them to him and just looking to his will. God, what do you want? So that's a bit of a recap of what is discernment.
To do that today, then we're going to start by praying and nurturing our souls in community together with three sets of prayers, a prayer of God's presence, a prayer of relinquishment, and a prayer of trust that will help then engage us to lead us towards a moment of communion to then be sent out to ask these questions. So we're going to lead you in these prayers today. So if you want to get into a position where you can pray, feel free to do that here today. And I'm going to start us off with the prayer of presence. So God, today, we pause in this moment, knowing we've taken the past month to learn about what it is to hear your voice, to jumping into that today. God, you are our head. You are our Lord. You're our King, and you are in this place. The God who makes the best decisions is here in our midst, because the scriptures do say, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in their midst. So we acknowledge your presence in this space here today. So just take a moment of silence, church, today, and acknowledge his presence in your own spirit in a moment of silence.
as we come to this place of discernment, we also want to have a prayer of relinquishment. So we come in and we have all our own ideas, and we want to release these to God so that we can seek out His will instead. So God, right now we just invite that You would make us aware of our own agendas, of our own will. You would make us aware of the things that we want. And right now, God, we come to You in this prayer of open hands. God, right now we release and surrender to You all that we want. We pray, God, that You would take it from us even, that You would give us the release. And with open hands, we come to You. So right now, maybe even thoughts are coming to your head of your own agendas and your own will. And in this space, just with God, just release those things to Him. And Jesus, right now, we just give You the space. Even now, as things come to our heads, we give You the space. And we invite that Your will would be done, not our own. So we release our agendas to You, and we invite You to come.
Jesus, though things may come up that I am trying to relinquish, we trust now in You. We trust You here now in this space that You are our Lord and our God, that You are certainly the one in control, that no one could love more than us, care more than us, that You are the one that is at work in our community. We trust we can hear Your voice today. So church, in this space, confess trust to Him today. Call it out to Him in your own prayer that, Jesus, I trust You today. And Lord, we pray then for trust and wisdom from James 1:5. It says, now if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given to him. So God, we pray. We need Your wisdom. We do lack it. Because as Psalm 131 says, Lord, my heart is not proud. Lord, my eyes are not haughty. I do not get involved with things too great or too wondrous for me. Instead, I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother. My soul is like a weaned child. Israel, or Edmonton Chinese Alliance Church, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Well, with that, I want to give you a bit of instruction. Again, this is a very, very different Sunday from what we're used to. So we're excited about this time where we can, all of us, not just the pastors or elders, but all of us can listen. God, where are You leading our church? So how we're going to do this today, if you look around, there's 7 stations around this room. And each of those stations has a question. So you can see that this side of the wall is for the present. So these are kind of categories that we got from our discerning process. And you can read the paragraph that goes with it. So this side is the present, and this side is going to be the future. We can think for the next 5 years. So some of them are going to sound a little similar, but you can use that as a distinction. This is for right now. This is for where is God leading us in the future. So you can go to each of these stations, and there's tables at each station with sticky notes, pens, pencils, and you can just ask Jesus these questions. Again, this isn't what do you think about this, but this is really discerning what is God saying to our church about this. So yeah, practically, there's sticky notes, there's pens, there's pencils. We ask that you just put it on the piece of paper, the big piece of paper, under the question. And there's not going to be enough space. Feel free to stick them on top of each other, and we'll sort through them afterwards. But this is a time where we really just listen to God in this way. So maybe you're not going to hear anything. That's okay. There's no pressure right now. Maybe you're questioning, I don't know if this is from God, something weird I just thought of. We don't have to get everything right. We encourage you, just write it down, put it up, and we'll work through it from there. But we encourage you to partake in this. Maybe it's a song pops into your head, a verse, a word, a picture, and we encourage you to write it on a sticky note and to put it under each of the seven questions. You're not going to get through each of them probably, but as many as you'd like here today.
In order to hear from Jesus, what we've been doing all month long is beginning with the table of forgiveness and grace, haven't we? Maybe it's been strange for some of you to come up each and every week to receive these elements of communion, the body and the blood of Christ, which is our forgiveness and hope for new life. And we're going to do it again today. The best place for connection with Jesus is at the table of forgiveness and grace. So we're going to come today, yet again, and ask Jesus of his body and his blood, and we're going to receive it before we head out. So as you receive today, you're going to come up. You're going to receive the elements as we call out the body and blood over you, and you can take it right here in front of us. You could take it to a quiet space, but we're not going to say anything else. Then you can go and begin discernment. Once you've received the elements, you can head out and just start. There'll be music in the background playing this entire time. Well, we have our serving deacons who serve over our congregation. You guys can stand up and show yourselves. They're going to be at each of these stations, and they're there just to assist you if you need help. If you're like, I still don't know what to do, you could ask one of these members of the serving council, and myself and Tim will be at these stations as well. And I'm sure Pastor Pam is around the room as well, that she can help too. So serving deacons, why don't you come here today? We'll let you serve, have communion first, and worship team, you can join as we get ready to come. So let's have just a moment to come and engage with Jesus here as we come to the communion table. Well, Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he broke bread with his disciples, and then he gave it to them. This is my body, and this is my blood, which is for you. It's for the forgiveness of your sins. It's for this new agreement between you and I, this new relationship between God and you. It's love and forgiveness given for you today. So if you want that today, feel free to come up. And again, if you are a newcomer, feel free to sit, and you can begin to ask Jesus some questions for yourself as well. So let me pray for us. We'll begin with communion here today. So God, in this space, as we've welcomed you and as we've relinquished and now begin to trust in you with words, with images, with pictures, with songs, with scriptures, we need your grace and mercy in our lives. It's the only way we hear from you is because of this work on the cross. So we thank you. We thank you that you've done this for us. And today we come to receive yet again of your grace and forgiveness. Amen. Amen. Feel free to line up and come to receive communion. My station has gluten-free. Just request that when you come forward so I give you the right one. Thank you.
living God, Spirit of the living God, we want to know you more and more. We're hanging on every word. Come and speak to us, Lord. When you speak and when you move, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, it changes what we see.
but would like it, you can feel free to raise your hand. If you're still seated, you can raise it, and Tim or I will come to you as well. But feel free to begin to, as many have already done, discern with the Lord here today. So we are coming up to 12:30. You can keep going. I'm going to pray over us to benedict us, and you're free to leave when you need to. If you want to stick around for a bit longer to continue to pray and seek God over these questions, you're free to do that in this space. But if you look around, God is speaking, and we believe it. When we're done here today, the pastors and the serving deacons will gather all this and hear what is in common. What is Jesus speaking to us in common that we can act on next? And we'll report this back to you on a Sunday and in further announcements later on. So let me pray a prayer benediction over us, and then you can keep going if you want to. So may the God who speaks and the God who is speaking continue to speak in and through you throughout your week this week. May we rest in his grace and mercy as we make not just decisions, but decisions with the Spirit of the living God. Amen. Amen. I'll see you again next week. Again, feel free to keep praying.